I'm sitting here in Studio 1A with Parquet Courts and a whole slew of people here this afternoon to enjoy it. Thank you guys for being here so much this afternoon. I hope this is a little bit of a consolation from Levitation Fest disappointments, but we're all here and we're all safe, so that's what's important. And let's go ahead and just kick it off with the song.
Service, it's not that expensive, but that takes commitment, and you just don't have it. It feels so effortless to be a stranger, but being bored is such a lonely habit. Well, you can't crop yourself out of the picture, out of focus, but still frame the tide. Well, it got blurry when my heart started hurting for you. Telling pretty stories like it's your sole purpose. Telling everybody that you've learned your lesson, but no one's falling for that nice guy bullshit. They waited years, you can wait one night. Well, the lid got blurry when my eyes started telling it to. Yeah.
Courts. All right. And so your new album, Human Performance, you guys have gone back to the original spelling of Parquet Courts, correct? Mm-hmm. As opposed to delicious amounts of butter.
Yeah, well, yeah, almost butter.
Awesome. And so this is y'all's fourth album, correct, together? And so back when you released your first album, American Specialties, which was initially just released on cassette, part of the reason you did that was because you like to reward people's curiosity, if correct, and kind of like people who are willing to go and venture out and find those things to kind of reward that for them.
Yeah, kind of. And also, it was just there was only one guy that was offering to put it out, and it was on cassette. So it's really a convenience more than anything. But I like that, too.
So fast forwarding to now, are you still able to find ways to reward the curiosity of your diehard fans?
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, in new ways. But we're I think a band likes attention to detail. So, you know, we like to reward people that dig a little bit deeper, I guess.
It's a very curious question you asked there.
Yeah, let's dig deeper.
All right. Public radio questions. So you guys played a couple nights ago in Dallas, which was kind of back to some old stomping grounds. And your next show is in Houston on Monday at Fitzgerald's. And then wrapping up this awesome tour that you guys are now back home in New York. Back in NYC, correct? Awesome. And this is Austin. I mean, meant to put Levitation Fest, but this is it. So congratulations, you guys, on getting to have this experience. Thank you guys so much for getting to do this with us. And let's hear another song.
Okay. It's preseason training.
I got
dormant composure, a patience, disclosure, imposters, exposure.
KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A on this wonderful Saturday, though it wasn't so great for about an hour or so last night. So glad we can all be here nice on this wonderful afternoon, and we can look outside and it's so nice. And Parquet Courts here with us, and the new album Human Performance came out at the beginning of this month. And I think it's important to point out that Andrew, lead singer and everything, and you, the artwork for all of y'all's albums, they're your brain children, all of them, correct?
Yeah, my only children. They came from my brain.
But it's the album art is pretty different. Like, you get two of them are more similar, and the other two are kind of similar, but they're very different. So is it a reflection of the different mediums that you're experimenting with at the time, or is...
I think it's a reflection of how also sonically the records are also really different too. And I think that they're not so different that there isn't both, you know, sound and visual, that there isn't something cohesive that ties them together. But the idea is for each one to be kind of site specific and, you know, unique to its time and its moment.
Awesome. And your video for Berlin Got Blurry, the establishing shots at the beginning were a nod to the Warriors. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it was something that I had in mind because Berlin's such a beautiful city to be captured on film because it has so many great lights, lots of neon, and yeah, that scene in particular was just a reference point for me as a instance where light was captured at night on film in a really beautiful way. You know, it's an iconic scene, and I wanted something similar to that. I just love the way that neon gets saturated on the film.
Mm-hmm, especially in that like late 70s, just the way film and cinematography were at the time. Awesome. All right. Well, so we've got Andrew Savage here on vocals, and we've got Austin Brown on guitar and backup vocals.
I'm going to do a little bit of lead. You just don't be surprised.
Okay, well, should I? I'll brace myself.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to dig deeper with your curiosity here.
Do some takes lead vocals. Do some lead guitar while you're at it.
I might. I'm thinking about it.
All right. All right. And Sean, is your last name Yeaton or Yeaton?
It's Yeaton regularly on a normal day, but Yeaton if I'm making like reservations at a fancy restaurant.
Right. And then we've got Max Savage on drums, and your hair is just so stellar. It's amazing. So Parquet Courts, this is their only show in Austin, and thank you guys so much for being here, the band and the audience, and playing Fitzgerald's in Houston on Monday, played in Dallas just a couple days ago, and ending the whole tour back in your home of New York City on May 20th, correct? At Webster Hall. All right, so let's one more song for the air.
Yeah, One Man, No City. Go get to Ego.
gotta let that one finish.
Thank you.
Gotta let that one finish washing over us. Wow. Parquet Courts and KUTX Studio 1A with this fantastic audience. Give it up for yourselves and give it up for Parquet Courts. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much to Jake Perlman and Lewis Lovely and Deidre Gott for rising to the occasion and helping us get some all this great last-minute levitation stuff in the studio. This has just been so phenomenal. These guys are going to play one more song for y'all, and all of this, two more songs for the audience. Dang, all right, two more songs for you guys. And all of this is going to be up on our studio, up on our website, kutx.org, in the next couple of days, so you can hear what we've heard on air. You can hear the two songs that they're going to play, and you can hear the whole lovely interview and everything in one nice package. So I'm going to get out of here and back to the studio and let you guys just keep rocking out here. Thank you so much. This is KUTX 98.9.
Thanks for having us back.
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.